92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's Monday. It's a little rainy, but you got to get up, get going, get to work. And we're going to help get you in a good mood because I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio with me this morning.
Good morning.
With Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
It is. Well, I was going to say it's a beautiful day.
Yes.
And it is.
It's all how you look at it.
Because the temperature is in at least the 40s. So that makes it a good day.
That's better than it's been. But that's still too cold for me, just saying.
The rain is about to move out,
right?
And the sun will shine soon.
Yeah, listen to you.
I'm in an optimistic mood this morning.
Well, I love that. Mm. Last week you were in kind of a mood.
It's a cycle of life, I guess.
I'm just kidding. He looked at me like, really? Yes.
Yeah, really.
Yes, I'm kidding. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, very nice. I was unfortunately unable to go to the symphony and to Mardi Gras Mambo, as I had another commitment.
Oh, okay.
I was doing a little bit of, looking after, little nursing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's very sweet. And that happens sometimes. You have to step back from your social schedule to take care of the people you care about.
And so I was sorry to miss those, but I understand both concerts were really, really good.
Yeah, I heard there was a great turnout for the Mambo party.
Yes.
They showed it on the news. It looked like a lot of fun. They had Danny Zimmer on there talking about it.
Yes, I did get to play golf yesterday morning with Danny. And
He was playing golf after that?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I think
would be a sleep-in Sunday after that big party like that.
There's not much gets in the way of golf for Danny or me, come to that matter.
Okay.
And he was really pleased with the way that
good.
The attendance
good.
And the way that it went.
Well, that's the Tourist Development Council did give money towards Mardi Gras, Pensacola Mardi Gras.
Yep.
And so using those dollars, when you have events like that, this is the second year, brings in people who will now plan to come in for the whole weekend because they have this big event on Saturday night. There's other things going on.
Yep.
And so it's a real smart tourism ploy, put it that way. And that's a smart use of the tourism dollars. So that's good.
Yes. Of course, tourism is, I think, still our second biggest money, economic driver, I guess is the right expression.
Absolutely.
After, of course, the military.
That's right. Yep, that's right. So you've got a lot going on. You had some this weekend that you had to pass on. So what have you got coming up now with Ballinger Publishing? It looks like we've got a new magazine.
Well, yes, we have our brand new Pensacola magazine.
And you know what? They've got people on the cover looking very fit. And it says, get fit.
And
they look very fit. They don't have to get fit.
And they look like
they
they're
amazing.
Happy.
Yeah, yes, they look
they're
amazing.
Happy too.
And they're working out and smiling. That is not a picture of me working out.
Well, it says, get fit.
Yeah.
Eat healthy. And be social.
These are the mandates for 2025, for January.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hear a lot these days about the need to be social.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health, I guess.
Yes.
It comes under that heading.
Well, it's too easy to stay home.
So my mental health should be in pretty good shape as much as I socialize.
I was going to say. You ought to be on like some kind of cloud, I would think.
Yeah.
Mental health cloud of healthiness, of healthiness, I should say. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Meg. This morning, if you have a question or a comment for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. So Pensacola Magazine, you can pick it up anywhere.
Yes.
And it's got a great cover. It's a very fit, beautiful women on the front doing some exercises, it looks like. And yeah, the being healthy, eating healthy, getting a little exercise in. My problem is I try to do too much too soon. I make that New Year's resolution and then it's done in a week. So a lot of what I'm reading right now is start slow. Don't try to redo what you haven't done for a year in a month. So it's like start slow and just add little things. Eliminate some sugar here. Add a vegetable here.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The last 6 months, I've tried to cut out as much refined sugar as possible.
Right, right.
And as much processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's almost impossible to cut them out completely. In fact, it is. It's impossible unless you're a hermit in the mountains somewhere.
Which you're not.
But I've successfully shed 12 pounds.
That's awesome.
And But more importantly, I feel so much better. You know, the old arthritic joints aren't quite so bad.
I was reading something about how sugar does affect your joints and arthritis. Yes. That it's really not good for you. And so I'm trying to really eliminate sugar now from my diet.
I can feel the difference that over Christmas, I sort of let things slide and really got into, the heavy sugar things.
It's hard not to in the holidays.
Yeah. And I can feel the difference. Prior to Christmas, practically no arthritic pains at all.
Interesting.
So I think there's a lot to be said.
Well, I also find with sugar, there's sort of a, you feel good for a while, and then there's sort of this malaise that sets in.
Yeah.
And that the fatigue, that's sort of the downside of sugar.
Yeah, I found I had more energy. There is no doubt that processed foods and sugar, I think, are our two worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're exactly right. Sort of suppress the energy level. And don't seem to help too on the mental side.
No. Sugar fog, they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of foggy.
Foggy, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, on page 29, it says, finding balance in diet trends. And I think you just made the point about little changes.
Mm-hmm.
I know so often we read about some sort of diet and run off and...
Well, it's sort of that all or nothing. Okay, now I'm going to do it all. I'm going to.
And then 2 weeks later, you're back where you started.
Well, because you burn out, it's too much. You sort of burn out on it.
So, I think eating fish, I think is
which you can do here easily.
Yes, little
fresh
less,
fish.
Little less steak meat.
Cut back on the starches a little bit.
Yeah,
but healthier is better than the processed starches.
And we said refined Well, I was going to say no. Cut down on refined sugar and processed foods.
Okay.
You know, Twinkies, things like Twinkies.
No.
I'll put you in your grave.
I don't think Twinkies will ever be on the list, Malcolm. I don't want to disappoint you, but I have yet to see any diet with Twinkies.
Some things are sacred, huh?
I think so. I think some things are just in a category all their own. All right, we're going to take a break. On that note, we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, our guest this morning, Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Got a question for Malcolm? Text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger on this Monday morning from Ballinger Publishing. And we're looking at the current issue of Pensacola Magazine, and it's all about culture and lifestyle. Some tips, we were talking about some ways to ease yourself back into getting healthy rather than the I'm going to do it all in 1 week, which is my go-to. But I'm trying really hard to make lifestyle changes rather than adopting some crazy diet that's going to just be over in a week.
Yes, exactly. Just sensible approach, attainable goals, I guess, is the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, is what I've learned is that it has to be sort of an ongoing change, like you said, just trying not to have as much processed food, trying to cut out the sugar when you can, that kind of, instead of the all or nothing.
Notwithstanding the article about high-tech workout and sweat it out and all that other stuff, which I think is good.
What is a high-tech? What would you consider high-tech fitness? Is that
There's this new one where they hook you up with... I don't think they're electrodes, but they kind of hook you up in a body suit.
Monitors your heart rate and all that.
And then but it also supposedly is much more effective than a regular workout.
It probably gives you a chance to see when your heart rate is up. I mean, I've had a heart monitor that I've used, especially like on cardio machines or ellipticals. It'll tell you what your heart rate is, but this gives you even more information from my understanding.
But you know what I think is interesting? Is that there's more and more talk, even amongst the medical community, that just to walk just a few miles even a day is very, very beneficial. It's obviously very beneficial to get your heart rate up and all that, and that's great. But just to keep moving and walk... I try to get in 10,000 steps a day. I don't do very well at it just lately. It seems to be something always in the way. But I always do
the couch.
Yeah, and the TV.
I'm sorry. It was right there. I had to go.
Yeah.
Something in the way.
But I do get 6,000 or 7,000 in, and
that's
I try
good,
to get
though.
At least 10. Yesterday, I got 14,000 in.
That's because you play golf, probably. That
yeah,
helps,
that's
right?
Right. I try to walk as much as possible. And I really feel that that is beneficial, and it's something that we can all do. For instance, you know, my office is downtown. The mm-hmm. bank is over probably half a mile away. I always walk to the bank and back.
That's good.
Now the post office is gone. Unfortunately, I can't do that. But if I have an appointment downtown, I always walk. And I just try to get those steps in. I think it could be so beneficial.
Absolutely.
For weight purposes, but also to keep that heart.
Get your circulation going. Get your heart going, your breathing. And,
yeah.
And that you don't have to jog necessarily or run.
Well, I think I said this before. I watched a very interesting program many, many years ago. It's probably 25 years ago where this doctor said that he was an expert in this whole thing. And he said that in the dawn of time, when man first stood up mm-hmm. and had to hunt for food, that they would walk sometimes for days, and then they would run 100, 200 yards to kill the animal.
Right.
And he feels that that's still in within our makeup. I know right the quite word, quite the right word, but his theory was you walk for a mile and then run for 100 yards, walk for a mile.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
So that it takes the weight off your knees mm-hmm. and ankles.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that the best way to lose weight is to be cold.
Really?
And his theory was that if you have a man driving a Cadillac with the top down, wearing only a T-shirt in 0 degree weather, he's burning more calories than a guy that is wrapped up and is running next to the car.
There are so many things I could say right now about the guy in the Cadillac, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to. But okay, I think there's easier ways to get cold, but okay.
There's, in particular, is the back of the brown stuff. There's a name for it. I'm lost for a second. But anyway, keep the back of the neck
okay.
always exposed.
Oh.
And that dissipates heat and keeps
okay.
your body.
Interesting.
Now, I don't know what happened to this guy if he's still alive.
He's still riding around. He's on Pensacola Beach right now.
Yeah,
out there.
Made a
I've
lot
seen
of money.
A few of those. Yeah,
made a lot of money. He's now 300 pounds.
Correct. He's on the beach enjoying himself. Well, the high technology is really great, but here's the thing:
yes.
You got to use it.
We digress. We should get back to
it. Doesn't do you any good if it's just sitting like my treadmill sat in my room and became a clothes hanger. So that's my confession. But, yeah, I think walking's great, and that's been something. And also the social aspect. I really think it's interesting. They, you know, post-COVID, they did a lot of studies about how much the isolation negatively affected people. And it's interesting because finding social things to do, we got in the habit of watching all the movie channels and sitting at home. And so it is kind of takes an effort. Then I get on my phone, and I get on social media, and I go, oh, that's where so-and-so is, and that's where so-and-so. Oh, look, they're having a good time over there. And I don't go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like observing everything. And it takes an effort to be social and get out there in the community. So for me, volunteering really makes a difference now that I'm semi-retired and trying to volunteer with organizations because there's so many organizations that need our help in this community. And I know you do a lot of that and you have a full-time business, but you volunteer with a lot of organizations, Malcolm.
Yeah, I try to. I think we have an obligation to give back.
And so that's a good way to stay healthy mentally and
but
socially.
I think it's important to choose an organization that is close to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the opera, as you know, is very
right. Close. We just had the opera this morning.
Yes. He did, by the way, I listened to him on the way in.
He did great.
Did a wonderful job.
Yeah, he's very interesting.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about that. Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and Malcolm Ballinger is our guest. We just realized we've got some tickets to give away.
Four tickets for Friday evening, which is peanuts flyers. Night. I'm not sure what they do there other than maybe eat peanuts. Yeah.
That sounds fun. Good. Yeah, I'll take it.
Four tickets.
Okay.
Text, name, and email address.
Okay, your name.
And the answer to this very, very difficult question.
Mm-hmm.
What event took place at the Bay Center this past Saturday evening?
Ooh, okay. What event took place at the Bay Center this Saturday evening?
This past Saturday.
Okay, we just talked about it.
The first one that texts in with an answer to that and their email address and name
wins
four very good tickets.
All right, 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So while we're waiting for the text to come in,
we wanted
to talk about weddings, right?
Kelly was on to me for not mentioning that the cover contest is in full flow. If you are married this year or last year locally, send in your cover contest entry. Always bear in mind that it's 8.5 by 11, and so you want the picture to sort of fit within that aspect ratio and be meaningful.
Gotcha. Okay.
It can be a photo you've taken, your professional photographer. Everyone is included in the magazine.
Nice.
So, and you could be the lucky couple that is on the front cover.
Oh,
now,
how fun.
It doesn't have to be bride and groom. It can be just bride.
Right.
I guess it could be just groom.
But from your wedding.
I don't think that would work.
So something from your wedding.
Something from the wedding.
Okay. So yeah. where would they send that?
My personal advice is make sure you include the bride prominently.
Especially if you want to stay married.
Yes. Yep.
Because right,
frankly, who cares about the groom?
He's
only there because he has to be.
Oh, stop.
It's all about the bride.
Well, true. This is true. All right. We have a winner. Jonathan Owens, congratulations. You won the four tickets to the Ice Flyers game on Friday. We got your email and address, so Malcolm will be sending those directly to you.
Yes, I will. And as I always say, stamp your feet, scream, shout,
have a
good time.
Absolutely. All right, where do people send these photos from their weddings, and when is this issue coming out?
weddings@ballingerpublishing.com or info@ballingerpublishing.com or malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com. I do not look at them. I do not get involved. I pass them on to my editorial staff because I don't want somebody to be upset.
You don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Malcolm, for being here. It's Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing. Check out Pensacola Magazine. It's on the newsstands right now. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you.